This is Apollo Control. That completes our replay of accumulated tape. We'll now stand by for any live conversations with the crew. One thing additionally that we get out of cycling the cameras, the panoramic and mapping cameras, is an indication of how they're performing mechanically. And as you heard, based on the telemetry data that we got here on the ground, both cameras appear to be functioning properly, tucked away in the scientific instrument module bay of the CSM. You also heard some conversation with Jack Schmidt, who is wearing the biomedical harness. During sleep periods, it's customary for one of the three crewmen only to wear the biomedical harness, which allows us to get heart rate during the sleep period. And the crewmen take turns wearing that biomedical harness during the sleep period. We're getting good biomedical data, good heart rate data on Schmidt at the present time. Also, Ron Evans commented on getting the spacecraft in the PTC attitude. Essentially, this attitude has the spacecraft oriented at right angles to its direction of travel, right angles to the Earth-Moon plane, so that the sun is essentially shining on the sides of the vehicle, of the CSM and LEM. And then using the reaction control system thrusters on the command module, they set up a slow roll rate so that the two vehicles dock together, are rotating at the rate of about 3 revolutions per hour. And if this is done properly, and it's a tricky maneuver, usually crews get more and more experienced at it as they go through the mission and tend to have the most problems early on in getting it set up. But if it's set up with all of the rates damped and everything very stable when the roll is started, it'll maintain this roll without wobbling out of it throughout the rest period. And the purpose of this is to maintain proper thermal equilibrium on the spacecraft, so that the heating on one side from the sun, the cooling of the other as it's exposed to the black of space, is uniform and nothing gets too hot or too cold. At the present time, Apollo 17 is 84,482 nautical miles from Earth, and the velocity continuing to decrease gradually down to about 5,824 feet per second, just a little over 1 mile per second. We'll continue to stand by live now for any conversations with the crew. This could continue to be a relatively quiet period based on Ron Evans, or I guess it was Jack Schmidt's comment that Evans was in the kitchen. Leads us to believe that they're probably getting ready to eat. This is Apollo Control at 19 hours, 45 minutes.